最近刷屏全网的鹅腿阿姨售假事件其实没有那么复杂，就是一个小商贩知假售假的普通案例。这样的小商贩在中国有成千上万个，以次充好，以假乱真已经是市场常态。
The recent Erleg anti-counterfeiting incident that has been trending across the internet is actually quite simple. Just a common case of a small shop owner selling counterfeit goods. There are thousands of such small shop owners in China, and selling fake goods as genuine is a common practice in the market.
这个老娘们陈秀凤自己亲口承认，她真正售卖的鹅腿仅仅有一两个月，后来呢，15年她卖的一直都是鸭腿。
This old woman, Chen Zufeng, admitted herself that she was actually selling goose legs, but later, for 15 years, she had been selling duck legs.
这就是赤裸裸的虚假宣传，有什么可以讨论的吗？
This is blatant propaganda. What's there to discuss?
有人疑惑，这么多年，这么多大学生，就没有人能吃出来吗？
Some people are wondering, after so many years and so many college students, why haven't anyone been able to tell the difference?
我觉得，如果一个人经常吃鹅腿，你突然给他换成了鸭腿，他可能能吃出来。但是这个老娘们卖的一直都是鸭腿，大学生还以为。
I think that if someone eats goose legs frequently and then suddenly switches to duck legs, they might be able to tell the difference. However, this old woman has been selling duck legs, and the college students think that's the case.
鹅腿就应该是这个味儿，换成我也吃不出来。
The duck legs should taste like this. Even if I replace them with my own, I still can't tell the difference.
另外呢
What else?
大学生在情感叙事里早就放弃了较真，很多大学生都是跟风，好像没有吃过这个老娘们卖的鸭腿，就是没有见过世面一样。
University students have long given up on being serious in their emotional narratives. Many university students follow the trend, and they seem to have never experienced this old trick before.
其实啊，上班族也不是嗅觉灵敏，而是没有被放进那个叙事里，所以看到的是一笔赤裸裸的交易而已。
Actually, office workers aren't particularly sensitive, but rather, they haven't been included in the narrative, so they only see a naked transaction.
这不是智商的差距，是位置和滤镜的区别。但是滤镜不管有多暖，也改变不了鸭腿冒充鹅腿这个基本事实。这就是赤裸裸的消费欺诈。
This isn't a gap in intelligence. It's a difference in position and filters. But no matter how warm the filter is, it can't change the fact that the duck legs are pretending to be goose legs, which is blatant consumer fraud.
我也有一个疑问。
I also have a question.
这些举报的上班族就不能是之前的大学生吗？会不会之前就发现了，只是没有机会举报，不想惹麻烦，但是上班之后发现这个老娘们还在骗人，于是开始举报了。
Could these whistleblowers not be former college students? Wouldn't they have already discovered this, but lacked the opportunity to report it?And didn't want to cause trouble. However, after starting their jobs, they discovered that this woman was still deceiving people, so they began to report it.
我觉得不是没有这个可能。
I don't think it's impossible.
整个事件最让人不适的不是以鸭充鹅，而是极致的双面表演。
What's most uncomfortable about the whole incident is not the substitution of ducks for geese, but the extreme double-faced performance.
学生们一句亲切的阿姨，自带家人般的信任与包容，大家愿意相信市井烟火里的纯粹，愿意体谅小商贩的不易，从不较真配料核查食材。
students, a friendly aunt brings with it a sense of family trust and acceptance. People are willing to believe in the purity of everyday life and to sympathize with the difficulties of small shopkeepers. They never scold or scrutinize ingredients or check the ingredients.
这个老娘们肆意消费这份善意，享受着信任带来的流量和红利，却不愿意承担半点真诚的义务。当顾客质疑食材发绿的时候，他用独家秘方、蔬菜榨汁搪塞过去。
These old ladies shamelessly exploited the goodwill, enjoyed the traffic and benefits brought by trust, but refused to fulfill any genuine obligations. When a customer questioned the green color of the ingredients, she dismissed it with a secret recipe juice.
私下里对消费者恶语相向，镜头前却化作
In private, they would scold consumers, but in front of the camera, they would act as if nothing had happened.
勤善的普通人，现在很多人习惯性归结为互联网造神的套路，把锅甩给流量狂欢。
Kind-hearted people, now many people habitually attribute it to the internet's hype, blaming it on the pursuit of traffic.
但是我们必须分清楚，学生的浪漫化的滤镜是情怀，而明知故犯15年刻意隐瞒是实打实的误导与欺诈。
However, we must distinguish that the romanticized filter of students is sentiment, while deliberately concealing the truth for 15 years is a blatant misguidance and fraud.
真正可惜的也不是塌房的网红人设，是被彻底烤糊的朴素善意。那只从未存在的鹅飞走了，留给大家的是一地破碎的信任和再也不敢轻易交付的真诚。
What's truly regrettable isn't the downfall of the celebrity persona, but the complete burning of the innocent and naive. The innocent and naive, which never existed, has flown away, leaving behind a wasteland of broken trust and sincerity that can no longer be easily entrusted.
我是法哥，带你换个角度看世界。
I'm Lan Ji, and I'll show you a different perspective on the world.